Hi, everybody. 大家好。Welcome to Panda Cup Stories. 欢迎你们来到熊猫宝宝故事。My name is Linda. 我叫 Linda. 那在我们开始以前 ,so before I get started, 我想先跟你说说这个播客到底是什么。I first want to tell you a little bit about what this podcast actually is. 世界上的故事呀，成千上万。So there's a lot of stories out there. 所以我希望可以通过这个介绍 So I hope that through this intro, 你能发现熊猫宝宝故事是不是你寻找的那一个。So through this intro, I'm hoping you can decide if Panda Cup Stories is what you're looking for. 那么，这是什么呢？So, what is this? Panda Cup Stories, 或者熊猫宝宝故事 are stories told bilingually in Mandarin Chinese and English. 它是用中英文对应讲的双语故事。熊猫宝宝故事将会讲西游记。So Panda Cup Stories will tell the story of Journey to the West, 中国的四大名著之一。One of the four great classics of Chinese literature. And who is this for?
那这个播客是给谁的呢？
So Panda Cup Stories was mainly created for children currently learning Mandarin and English.
那熊猫宝宝故事主要是为正在学习中文或正在学习英文的小朋友创造的。当然哦 of course, 我们也欢迎对中国文化和语言感兴趣的大朋友。
Older friends interested in Chinese culture and language are also welcome.
我相信好故事就是好故事，对小朋友和大朋友都一样。
So I believe that a good story is a good story for children and adults alike.
That being said, 不过 another focus of Panda Cup Stories is to be a starting point for those learning Chinese and or English. 那熊猫宝宝故事的另一个目的是为开始学习中文或英文的朋友们创造一个起点。
Thus, so yeah, the stories here will be summarized adaptations and not translations of original Chinese texts.
所以这些故事会是改编过的简化版本而不是全文翻译。
最后呀 so lastly,
由于我们的观众里可能会有很小的小朋友
So, as there may be very young listeners in the audience,
我会在有可怕场景的剧集的一开始表明一个观众提示。
I'll also begin any episodes which contain scary parts with a note to the listener.
这样 ,this way, 跟小朋友们一起听故事的家长和老师们可以决定那一集是否适合。
So this way parents and teachers listening with our younger friends can decide whether or not that episode is appropriate. And lastly, a thank you.
最后先说一声谢谢。
First, I've gotten a lot of inspiration and help from Zhang Zhu at the Three Kingdoms podcast.
所以首先呢 ,Zhang Zhu 和他所创造的 Three Kingdoms podcast 播客给了我很多的启发和帮助。
I highly recommend you check it out if you're interested in an English retelling of the romance of the Three Kingdoms.
所以如果你对用英文讲的《三国演义》感兴趣的话，我强烈推荐John的播客。
Secondly, 其次呀 as I'm still trying to improve my Chinese,
因为我还在不断学习中文
I've received a lot of help from friends and family in reviewing and editing these scripts.
所以在我修改剧本的过程中我的家人和朋友们也给了我非常大的支持
So in particular they have helped enormously in making sure that my Chinese usage is correct
所以他们在帮助我修改语法问题的时候就是真正帮助了我很多确保中文用法是正确的
And lastly 最后 Thank you for listening
谢谢你来听
I hope to see you back at Panda Cup Stories podcast soon.
所以我希望能在熊猫宝宝故事播客里再次见到你。Goodbye. 再见。